It's October 23rd, 2012. I'm Eric Damer, speaking here with Roy Brainerd. Roy, thanks very much for coming in. How did you come to be in Burnaby? You were born here.
Yes,
Why were
I
your
was,
parents here?
well, actually, my parents came to Vancouver in 1925 or 26, and they purchased a home, just a one-room shack, I think it was, at 2916 Harwood Street in Burnaby. And that was later changed to 3026 Harwood Street. And so that was 1926. They paid $350 for their lot and the little house with an outhouse. It was a 66 by 120 lot. And then we had a lane which wasn't used. So that's where we had the chicken coop out in the
How
lane.
did they travel out to the house?
How did they travel out? Usually by the Burnaby Lake Line,
The interurban, right?
interurban. We'd get off at Douglas Road. Sprott Street was a closer station, but it cost more money. So we'd get off at Douglas Road and we'd have to walk up the hill. And to go to Vancouver was 10 cents. And they purchased this home for $350, $50 down, and $15 a month they had to pay. And those days, of course, I wasn't born till 28, 1928. So my dad got a job with a fellow by the name of, I think, Cooper up on Imperial, just past Kingsway there, Royal Oak area. And he used to walk to work up Royal Oak Hill, which was a trail, wasn't a road, and he'd walk to work, and he was a hod carrier, and that was carrying plaster to for houses or for chimneys on his shoulder, and he'd work all day and then walk home, and at that time, and I think through Cooper he built the front half of our house. And he kept the old shack or the one room for the kitchen at the back. And then later he moved the old shack back and was able to complete the back of the house. And so we had big gardens. We had no money, but lots of food, plain food. Douglas Road was our Harvard Street was gravel, and us kids and ditches like. We never went to Vancouver. We never went anywhere because we had no money, but we had a good young lifetime. I was actually born in 1928, but in Royal Columbian Hospital. No hospitals in Burnaby, and that's a connection with to Westminster in a way. But I was brought up in Burnaby. Started Douglas Road School. Miss Fennell was our first grade teacher in 1934, that would be. I started in February. Now that was a funny time to start, halfway through the year, but we did. My birthday was March 2nd, so I started in February, so I was half a year out of a lot of people.
Okay, can you remember anything about Miss Fennell?
Miss Fennell, I met Miss Fennell a few years later. And I thought she was an old lady when I went there because I was six. My wife thinks that maybe it was her first year. And Mr. Scott was the principal of the Douglas Road, and Mr. Stinson was vice principal. And Mr. Curtis was grade. Mr. Stinson was grade 7. Mr. Curtis was grade 6. Miss Grimwood was one of their teachers.
A good
I'm
teacher's
not
name.
sure what year.
Do you remember enjoying school? Is that something you like?
Well, yes, I liked school, and I was good in school, especially math. I was very good in math, and but we'd walk to school, and we'd walk home for lunch,
How long a
and
walk
we'd
was it?
walk back for the afternoon. My mother was a little involved with the school too. I found out in later years. I didn't know that. But Douglas Road have some records, and I was reading them, and my mother's name was in there.
A long walk to get to school,
Not that far,
not
really.
too
No,
far.
no. Up the hill to Douglas Road, long. And And there's a store there in the corner of, used to be called Woodland. I'm not sure they've changed the name. And that's still there. And that was there when I was a boy. And Mariah, she owned that. Mariah. I can remember her.
Do you remember any particular activities at school that you were involved in, or was it mostly
I wasn't a big sports person.
Okay.
I did a little bit of baseball, and we did a little bit of soccer. We had to do things like this, and but the basement of the school was our playground. You know, and now it's rooms, I think. The school is still there. The original brick one is still there. And they've added on to each side. But the girls were on one side basement, and we were on the boys on the other side basement. And that's where we played when it was raining. And I'm still keeping in touch with one of my schoolmates, George Hardy. He's in a senior home right now. Of course, I keep telling him he's a lot older than me. He's a month older. And I knew his wife. She went to school, and I could still remember quite a few of the girls and boys that I went to school with. But you know, we had no money, as I said, but we never went anywhere. But we played. We played little games like Run Sheep Run and Kick the Can, and we had a baseball down our way, and. They all seemed to have a good time. Even the parents, they'd have little parties, no liquor or anything, but they'd all bring a little bit and have a sing song and little dance, and neighbors played the fiddle, and we had a good time. My mother would go to Woodward's once a month, and because my dad had a little bit of an army pension from First World War. And she would go once a month to Woodward's, take the train into Carroll Street, the interurban, I should say, and then walk the one block to Woodward's and buy the groceries, and they'd be delivered.
Now, you mentioned that the City Works Yard today was an area where you played back when you were a boy. So what did it look like then?
That was bush.
It was bush.
Oh, yes, that was bush.
And stumps?
Oh, yes, great big stumps. There was a big tree. I'll bet you, well, I was young, but I bet you it was 4 feet across. Right. And I can remember that one. There was a trail down there. We used to, we'd go up trees and we'd run around and, you know, just enjoyed ourselves. It was right there.
Now you were in the midst of the Depression, and you were saying you didn't have any money. How did your family make ends meet during that time?
Well, we had a small pension, very small. My mother used to do some nursing. She was a nurse, an English nurse, just home nursing. She didn't do it in any hospitals. People come home, they're ill, or they maybe they couldn't look after the children because they were ill, or they just had a baby or something, and she'd go over and help. Maybe do their washing even, you know, and cleaning the house, making the meal if she had to.
And was she paid in money, or would you barter?
She'd be paid usually in cash, but sometime bartering, maybe some eggs or some other types of food.